One More Turn. Episode 1001, Generation.
He's texting me.
How can you be so sure, Carson?
The animated bubble icon is flashing in my conversation window. That's how.
Didn't you once offer advice to Riley on how to fix an animation glitch?
Okay, Reese. How do you even know about that?
I'm a reporter. Plus, Hudson knew. And got to oversharing when we were catching up the other day.
If you two weren't related, I think you two are getting jiggy with it.
Do you realize how old you sound when you say that?
Bella also thought that Riley and Hudson were romantically involved, at least at one point. Is it because they're all so close in age that you can't get an accurate read?
My relationship with Pedro has nothing to do with this.
I never said anything about Pedro.
Fine. But the way things go here, it probably will. Romantic flings in this town have a way of blowing up big.
Maybe your father's relationship with Riley have something to do with this, Bella?
His name is Gary. But what is the this that we're even talking about anymore?
It was about Jacob blocking both of you from his contacts, not me. But apparently not me, and him sending a reply to my text. Is he writing a paragraph? The bubbles are still moving.
Speaking of paragraphs, I'd like to know how you didn't know that Riley was Hudson's sister during your on and off again relationship all these years, Bella.
Hudson never told me about her, and I never asked if he had any siblings. I don't.
You never once crossed paths? Never saw them talking to each other in proximity?
This is starting to sound like an interrogation, and she's a lawyer, not you.
Speaking of you, both of you, why are you not back home? Evelyn lost the mayoral campaign you managed, Bella, and you can continue representing Avery in her adoption proceedings remotely, just as you could have from the beginning. Have you done any remote work for your own job since you've been here, Carson? Or have you been too busy hosting a pity party when you're not cleaning your cat's litter box? You're not even going to legitimize these questions with an acknowledgement, let alone answers, are you?
Jacob's probably left his chat window open mid-composition of his text.
And there are my answers.
Composition? Do you realize how old you sound when you say that?
Quoting Carson from earlier this episode is not that impressive. Why the double stairs?
A medical emergency is an episode. This is not one of them.
Let's not reference that guy from last season either.
See? There. You said season. Saying season is quoting Max from how many years ago now?
That's one word. A term. A quote needs to be at least two words. A phrase.
Look at you using a dictionary. Did you use a printed one because you're old?
Maybe he made a printout of a search because he's that kind of old.
I'm older than either of you, but that doesn't make me old.
If we were to order a reboot right now, you think it would be here before Jacob's text?
By we, I take it you mean you or me. Carson only knows about how to book taxis by phone.
Texting is by phone too, you know. And look, here it is. Here I am. Texting.
You didn't deny the taxi part.
You are still staring at your conversation window, waiting for a reply, dear. That's how someone who is old texts, like waiting for a dispatcher to answer when hiring a taxi.
Or a letter by post.
That sounds like something Pedro would do. Or Garrison.
We know someone that Pedro will do.
What's that now?
Pedro did get elected mayor, and Garrison did help him leverage the social media to do it. Or at least he did until he quit.
Maybe Garrison quitting is what gave Pedro the edge over Avery and my mother.
How was your relationship with her after you didn't get her elected? Fine. Saved by the notification. Did Jacob finally finish his text back to you, Carson, but keep sitting send? Sounds like something an old man would do.
No, that's my phone ringing. On vibrate.
Spoken like an old man.
Jacob is older than me even, if that matters.
Only by a year.
Same difference between you and I.
Oh, that's right. Come to think of it, Bella, you're what, 30 now?
What's it to you?
31 next month, actually.
What I said is true. Technically true. The best kind of true.
Are you trying to convince us or yourself?
Who's even calling you, Carson? Better be last name Spam, first name Likely.
Also, why is the call still coming through? How many rings until it goes to voicemail?
What was that number again? Number of rings, not what to call you at?
Don't have voicemail.
Since when?
Since I disabled it.
Why would you do that?
To save money.
Why? You're not Caleb, and you're not waiting on the Doe contract to kick in to save a company you don't even own anymore. Double stares again, because why?
Speaking of legitimizing...
How would you even know about that?
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Carson, voiced by Scott Alphashard Dirk. Bella, voiced by Annalie Cartamandua Barney. Reese, voiced by Alia Kalina Rades. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin McLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. On the next episode of One More Turn.
A lawyer seeks the truth under the law. A reporter seeks the truth through the media. Our professions really aren't that different.
Are you seriously trying to relate to me just now?
Personally, we're very different.
Oh, I agree with you there.